Firepower with Will Johnson. Only at band.video.
Hello, welcome to firepowernews.com. My name is Will Johnson. We have a lovely one for you tonight. We're still talking about impeachment. The Democrats think that they have President Trump right where they want him. Be honest with you, I believe President Trump has been playing the Democrats all this time, all along. They think they have him, but you know what? President Trump has been coming out on top. He's been winning ever since he started running for the presidency, and they've been trying to take him out. Okay, so the leftist Democrats, they're scrambling for damage control after the transcript proves that President Trump is innocent. Have you read it? Nancy Pelosi and the left have lost all dignity, not that they had any in the first place. Many are calling Nancy Pelosi to be removed as House Leader. Just imagine that. And some people are even saying she should be jailed because she's taking orders from the radical leftists in her party. And she's not even doing the right thing. And everybody sees it. The Dems, along with the socialist mainstream media, they're counting on the American people not knowing President Trump is within his legal right to ask President Zelensky of Ukraine to look into criminal matters. He has every right to do it. We're going to prove that. The left is good at hiding the truth from the public, and with no valid reason, they want to impeach President Trump. Now they're admitting that they're currently looking for public approval. See, they figure that if they can get the public to approve on the lies that they're saying, that they can proceed with the impeachment and no one will say otherwise. The United States has a treaty agreement with the country of Ukraine. Okay? Which the left is probably trying to keep on the down low. They don't want people to know this. I have a copy right here. I have a copy of that treaty that has been placed between the United States and Ukraine. I'm going to read some of it. This is the document 106-16, and it states the treaty between the United States and the Ukraine on mutual legal assistance in criminal matters with annex signed by Kiev on July 26, 1998. So this was put in place in 1988. Here's just a few of the things that they agreed upon. Taking the testimony or statements of persons. So President Trump is in every legal right to ask the president of the Ukraine to find that information, to look into it. Locate and identify persons or even items. This is all in the document. Executing searches and seizures. Seriously, President Trump knew before he started this that he was in the right. So now you have to ask yourself, what is the breaking point for the Democrats? What is the breaking point of all of this? Do you think the Democrats are going to let up even though that the testimony came out and there was nothing there? They called for impeachment without even seeing what was in it. It just tells you right there that it's all about political. It's a political agenda for the 2020 election because they know for a fact that they can't beat President Trump come 2020. So please do me a favor. Go over to band.video. Band up video and click on the hamburger at the top here. This is a hamburger, three little lines, and click on Firepower. And once you click on Firepower, it will take you over to the live feed. Share that link. Share that link with all of your friends and families. Okay, so let's head on into the studio. Again, we have Tom Pepper. He's going to be riding shotgun with us tonight. We're going to talk about President Trump. We're going to talk about the impeachment. We're going to talk about the Democrats. And most definitely, we're going to show you many clips about what the Democrats are doing. And we're going to have special guests, Mark Sidney and Terry Littlepage from Spreely.com. We're going to talk about the censorship of big tech and what's happening. So again, please share this over to all of your friends and family. Get the word out. This is going to be one broadcast everybody needs to see. This is going to be a broadcast that everyone needs to pay attention to because we're going to lay it out exactly what the Democrats are doing to this country. We are about to hit a situation where it's all about to come to an end. We'll be back in a minute.
Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, who's tipped to run for the White House in 2020, has been fending off allegations of sexual misconduct. That swirl of negative press has taken attention away from another potentially damaging revelation. Ukraine's former top prosecutor, speaking to political website The Hill, accuses Biden of pressuring Kiev into sacking him. Caleb Maupin digs deeper.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is caught up in a bit of a scandal. His name has been floated for the last year or so as a possible Democratic challenger to Donald Trump in the 2020 elections. But now everyone is talking about his habit of getting frisky with both women and girls in public.
He leans down, smells my hair, and then plants this big, long kiss on the top of my head.
Joe Biden's presidential campaign hasn't even officially begun, and people are trying to knock him out of the running.
Joe Biden is facing new accusations of inappropriate behavior.
Joe has a habit of doing things right out in the open, and while everyone is focusing on this rather touchy subject, some of his earlier deeds are not getting as much attention. Last year, in an interview, Joe bragged about getting Ukraine's general prosecutor fired. He says he was standing up to corruption.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here, and I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
Well, it just so happens that the general prosecutor was investigating an energy firm in which Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, was heavily invested. Burisma Holdings is an energy corporation in Ukraine, and Hunter Biden, the son of the former vice president, has made a rather handsome profit from it, especially in the aftermath of the 2014 events in Ukraine in which pro-EU forces took power. That prosecutor was looking into three different instances of foul play from Hunter's cash cow. However, all it took was a phone call from Papa Joe, and that prosecutor was out.
We had plans that included interrogations and other crime investigation procedures into all members of the executive board, including Hunter Biden.
Members of the board obtained funds as well as another US-based legal entity, Rosemont Seneca Partners, LLC, for consulting services.
One might argue that perhaps Joe Biden had no idea about his son's financial interests. They say he's the vice president. Perhaps he was too busy running the country to pay attention to his son's finances. However, if he watched any American media, he couldn't have missed it. During the Ukraine events of 2014, the White House dismissed any notion that Hunter Biden's financial dealings had any impact on their decisions.
I'm wondering if the State Department has any concerns or any thoughts about the vice president's son joining the board of directors of this Ukrainian gas company.
No, he's a private citizen.
So, as reels and reels of video show that Joe Biden has some pretty strange proclivities, and more women come forward saying they do not appreciate his affection, at this point it's pretty clear that Joe has some even stranger skeletons in his closet that he would like to keep buried.
Wow. All right. Hello, hello. Welcome. Okay. So, you know what? This impeachment thing should be disturbing to everybody. You know, I mean, it should be completely disturbing. And I mean, the country is like, I mean, this is crazy. Seriously, this is the state that we live in right now where impeachment is like the number one thing that, you know, they want to drop all of the other stories. We have stories that are so important to the American people, but all this crazy stuff that's happening is being just, you know, the cloud. It's just a storm that's on top of which we should be paying attention to. All right, so we have Tom Pepper riding shotgun with us. If you can bring him on the screen for us. There he is. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right, Will. Just reeling from this ridiculous day where the Democrats are apparently trying to impeach Trump for the crimes of the previous administration. It's totally insane.
You know, you're absolutely right. It's like all the stuff that they're doing, like Joe Biden, you know, trying to remove a prosecutor for going after his son, or the Democrats talking to the Ukrainian people. And then now, because he's talking to them, they're trying to say it's against the law. But they already did it. See, it's okay for them to do crooked stuff, but it's not okay for anyone else. But even then, when the Democrats were doing it, it wasn't crooked then, and it's not even crooked now.
Well, that's right. And of course, President Trump having a phone call is apparently the biggest faux pas that's ever been heard of. You know, yesterday we were hearing there's quid pro quo. There's quid pro quo. He said, unless you investigate this, we will not give you the money. You've got to investigate it or no money from the United States and we'll sell you weapons. And we'll do this. We all saw in the transcript earlier today, there was absolutely nothing that even came close to resembling quid pro quo. And yet still they're marching forward. They're saying that this is some terrible thing. I would love to have seen somebody investigate what Biden said last year. We just saw that clip where he basically strong-armed. You know, that is mafia-style tactics. I'm going to get on a plane and leave this country if you don't fire this guy, and I'm taking the money with me. It's absolute Nazi, Gestapo, mafia tactics from the Obama administration.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And how do they move or get a billion-dollar deal? Okay. A billion-dollar deal without the sitting president of the United States knowing about it. How did happen?
I believe in the full version of that clip, they say, you don't have the authority to take this deal away. You don't have the authority. Only President Obama can do that. And Biden says, jokingly, call him. See what he says. So that would seem to indicate that Obama knew exactly what was going on.
Yeah, you know what? And I think the reason, part of the reason why the Democrats are fighting so hard to keep all this dirt under the wraps and try to make it look like President Trump is in the wrong here is because of all the dirt that follows along. If you look into Joe Biden on all of this, how many more other Democrats are going to start popping up in this corruption? And this is a scandal under the Obama administration. That's another thing they don't want to talk about.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, this has the possibility. And of course, we've seen this so many times, so I try not to get too excited. But something like this, it would seem, has the potentiality to take down several of the top Democrats in office. I mean, the fact that Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach Trump because of something that Biden did. How on earth are any of these people, one, how are they not facing criminal charges? And two, how are they electable?
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, yeah, how are they? You know what? I think them being elected year after year after year just stinks to high hell, if I can say that. I mean, it really does. And the corruption is so much, the stench of the corruption is beyond belief. I mean, we never thought, I'm guaranteed that the American people never thought that they would be here. And speaking of Nancy Pelosi, I'm glad you brought her up. We have another clip with Nancy Pelosi. And let's just go to this clip, and then we're going to talk about it.
I haven't seen it, so I've just come from our own meeting. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it, so I've just come from our own meeting. But the transcript is, the fact is that the President of the United States, in breach of his constitutional responsibilities, has asked a foreign government to help him in his political campaign at the expense of our national security, as well as undermining the integrity of our elections. That cannot stand. He will be held accountable.
Lying. No one. She is straight up lying. She's straight up lying. She's lying. She's lying. Nowhere in that testimony, nowhere in the transcript, did President Trump say, can you help me with the election? They're saying this and they're putting these talking points out there so that the American people will believe it. And because they know that their base, the liberal media, their base is not going to go verify anything that they're saying. So they're taking the information. They're going to run with it. She is lying.
She is. I mean, that is a bold-faced lie. Look, President Trump, while he was on the phone with the president of Ukraine, he said something along the lines of, as you know, this ridiculous witch hunt is starting to end. Robert Mueller just testified. I would really like to see if you could get to the bottom of something for me. Apparently, this server is somewhere in Ukraine, and it has to do with Biden's son. Would you mind looking into that for me? I think that it would be a good idea, and maybe you should talk to the attorney general and Rudy Giuliani at the same time and get down to the bottom of this. Nothing to do with politics. He did not say anything like, hey, I'm running against this guy. Help me out.
Exactly. We're going to talk more about that after the break. You know, this is crazy. They're going after the president because he's doing the right thing. We'll be back.
It's the single greatest witch hunt in American history, probably in history, but in American history. It's a disgraceful thing. The letter was a great letter, meaning the letter revealing the call. That was done at the insistence of myself and other people that read it. It was a friendly letter. There was no pressure. The way you had that built up, that call, it was going to be the call from hell. It turned out to be a nothing call other than a lot of people said, I never knew you could be so nice. So part of the problem you have is you have the fake news. You have a lot of corrupt reporting. You have some very fine reporters and journalists, but you have a lot of corrupt reporters, a lot of corrupt journalists. I would rate you right in there, by the way. And excuse me. So we're having, if you notice, the stock market went up. When they saw the nonsense, all of a sudden, stock market went down very substantially yesterday when they saw a charge. After they read the charge, the stock market went up very substantially. We have created the greatest economy in the history of our country, the greatest economy in the world. Had my opponent won, China would right now be the number one economy by far. And right now, China is way behind us, and they'll never catch us if we have smart leadership, way behind. We've picked up trillions of dollars, and they've lost trillions of dollars. And they want to make a deal very badly. And it could happen. Could happen. It could happen. It could happen sooner than you think. Our military is rebuilt. Our military has never been stronger. When I came in, it was depleted. Our vets are happy. So many great things are happening. And the Democrats feel they're going to lose. We had the highest poll number, Rasmussen, 53, but they say you can add 10 to it. A lot of people say you can add more than 10 to it because a lot of people just don't want to talk about it, but they want to vote for Trump. So I just say this. We have the strongest country we've ever had. We have the best economy we've ever had. We have the best unemployment numbers we've ever had. We have the best employment numbers we've ever had. We have now almost 160 million people working. That's far more than we've ever had working in our country before. Thank you very much, everybody.
You know what? President Trump is so awesome. I'm thankful. I thank God every day that President Trump is our president. We need someone like him that's going to talk up and speak up for the American people and just call the fake news media out for what they are. I mean, you see, when he talked them to fake news, they all got triggered. OK, so we still have Tom Pepper riding shotgun with us. Tom, I mean, you know what? This is the type of president we need. And they want to remove this president because of all the great positive things that he's doing for this country. I mean, no, I love how you laid it out. Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly right. They're annoyed. They're angry because, you know, for the past 50, 60 years, we've all just been supposed to accept this slow decline of the United States, that we're on the way out. We're an empire in decline. And they're just managing the destruction of everything that we love about the United States of America. Then we elect President Trump. The economy's on fire. Everything is getting rebuilt. The military's doing great. The wall's going up. Everything is almost perfect except for these people tugging us down and tearing us down. And I think more and more people are waking up to this, Will. I mean, I went out to lunch today. We had to do some improvements here at the studio, and I went out to lunch in downtown Wichita with all the executives and all the business folks, and believe it or not, my suit looked cheap in it compared to all of them, and everybody is talking about it. Have you seen this bogus impeachment? This is insane. I'm going to vote for that man again, and I'm never watching CNN again. This is average, everyday people, and we are getting more and more angry as this goes on, and they continue to just try to destroy this president for, again, the crimes of the previous administration.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? You just hit on something. And I noticed that a lot of them, they count on the American people not to recognize what's happening. They're counting on the American people to be dumbed down to the truth, right? And the American people, they're not stupid. They don't want this happening. And they see that this is just a political thing because 2020 is coming up. The Democrats are getting scared. They're running with their tails between their legs. They don't know what else to do. because trying to bring a candidate up that's, you know, that's strong enough to beat him, they don't have it. They can't do it. They're at a total loss. So we have another clip with the president of the Ukraine. He comes out, he blatantly says that there was no pressure there. There's nothing there. President Trump wasn't trying to get him to do his bidding. And this whole thing about them trying to say that he's doing it because of Joe Biden, they don't even want Joe Biden. That's the whole thing surprising about this. So let's go to this clip and then we'll get your opinion. We'll talk about it afterwards.
We have many investment cases. We're ready.
And stop corruption in Ukraine, because that will really make you great. That will make you great personally, and it'll also be so tremendous for your nation in terms of what you want to do and where you want to take it. Thank you very much. It's a great honor.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
President Zelensky, have you felt any pressure from President Trump to investigate Joe Biden and Hunter Biden?
I think you read everything. So I think you read text. I don't want to be involved to democratic, open, elections of USA. No, you heard that we had, good phone call. It was normal. We spoke about many things, and I think. And you read it that nobody pushed me. Yes.
In other words, no pressure.
In other words, no pressure.
By the way, you know there was no pressure. All you have to do is see it, what went on the call. But you know that. But you could ask the question, and I appreciate the answer.
Mr. President, Vice President Zelensky to do more on Joe Biden and the investigation?
No, I want him to do whatever he can. This was not his fault. He wasn't there. He's just been here recently. But whatever he can do in terms of corruption. Yeah,
exactly. He wasn't even there. But you know what? The agreement that was in 1998 still stands. The agreement between the United States and the Ukraine people, it still stands. And President Trump knew that before all this came out. I guarantee it.
Well, and Will, it comes down to the fact, if we had a similar instance here, if, say, Britain found out that somebody in our country committed a crime, would we not appreciate a heads up if we had a massive scandal going on that the law enforcement of the United States was not aware of? Now, obviously, you don't want there to be a quid pro quo, but anybody who read the dang transcript knows there was no quid pro quo. This was just a simple heads up. Hey, I think somebody living in your country or somebody doing business in your country, to be more specific, might have seriously broken the law, and it may even include the top levels of government. You might look into this. Just a friendly heads up. That's what it basically comes to. And again, you see the Ukrainian president, President Zelensky, right there saying, yeah, there's no big deal. It was a normal phone call. It was a lovely phone call. I didn't feel any pressure. And yet the media is going to keep trying to spin this. It really just shows how desperate they are when you have the two central figures, the leader of Ukraine and the leader of the United States, both agreeing it's a big fat nothing burger, and they're still pushing.
They're still pushing. They're not going to stop pushing it until they can push President Trump out. But he's not going anywhere, because the American people put President Trump in office. The American people put President Trump in the White House, and he's going to remain in the White House. So, okay, we're going to be talking more about this. We're going to have more video clips to show you. We're going to show you the truth after this break. We'll be right back.
Anyone who is trying to claim, Laura, that the Stormy Daniels story doesn't matter. I mean, let's remember, Paula Jones had a sexual harassment lawsuit against President Clinton, and that's what ultimately led to the Monica Lewinsky scandal and Clinton's impeachment.
The payoff to Stormy Daniels, $130,000, that could be an illegal campaign contribution, and that could be a felony. That could be impeachable.
But could there be anything more energizing than the prospect of regaining control of a chamber that could vote to impeach Donald Trump if he's viewed by Bob Mueller's investigation to have done something impeachable?
He's got a lot more exposure, certainly on the criminal side, and I think on the impeachment side from the Mueller investigation.
The impeachment talk in Washington has died down, but with the announcement that Mueller is going to testify, this is going to come back.
And I think after the Mueller testimony next week, that number is bound to go.
But is this
how Mr. Trump's outreach to a foreign power is
prompting new calls for the president's impeachment.
It's Ukraine with the ground shifting back home on impeachment.
Will this day be different than other days?
Weekdays from 7 and 9 p.m. Central Time, only at band.video.
You know what they should be asking? This reminds me, Tom, this reminds me of the 2016 election. Instead of them talking about Joe Biden, what he did, and all the reporters trying to look in, because that's where the real story is. That's where the real crime took place. Instead of them looking at that, just like Hillary Clinton and her emails, they didn't want to talk about what was in the emails. They want to talk about how the emails got leaked. They want to talk about who is sharing the emails. They want to act like President Trump worked with Russia with the emails, but they don't want to talk about what's in the emails. Same thing here. They don't want to talk about Joe Biden.
That's a very good point. I mean, this is becoming the media's MO, their modus operandi. They, you know, ignore what the scandal is about. Ignore that President Trump is urging the president of Ukraine to look into whether or not Hunter or Joe Biden may have committed criminal acts. Ignore all of that. Focus on the phone call itself. We're only missing Fredo Corleone getting on CNN and saying nobody is allowed to read the transcript except CNN.
Oh, you saw that too? I thought I was the only one that saw that, and I can't find that clip anywhere. I've been looking for that because I remember, yeah, he said, don't go anywhere. Come here, and we'll tell you the truth what's in the emails. Don't go anywhere. I mean, seriously, it's ridiculous. So speaking about stuff in the past, Nancy Pelosi, do you recall this? Nancy Pelosi, well, you're probably too young. Nancy Pelosi, during Bill Clinton, she was, you know, talking about we shouldn't be trying to impeach a president, you know, the whole spiel, like, oh, we can't be doing this because it's not good for the country, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I want a clip I'm going to show you. Let's show this clip to Tom.
Today, the Republican majority is not judging the president with fairness, but impeaching him with a vengeance. In the investigation of the president, fundamental principles which Americans hold dear, privacy, fairness, checks and balances have been seriously violated. And why? Because we are here today because the Republicans in the House are paralyzed with hatred of President Clinton. And until the Republicans free themselves of this hatred, our country will suffer. I rise to oppose these unfair motions which call for the removal of the President of the United States from office. The independent counsel knew that the president was exonerated when Travelgate, Whitewater, and Filegate. This was not fair. Indeed, it is the responsibility of any prosecutor to immediately release information that is exculpatory.
They're talking about Bill Clinton, which we all know he finally admitted that he was in the wrong and impeachment was valid. Here, President Trump hasn't done anything wrong. They're just trying to impeach him because they don't like him. They're afraid of 2020.
Well, you know, Will, it really just speaks to how partisan this whole thing is. And it's absolutely disgusting. And again, Bill Clinton actually did something. He was impeached in the House, but not the Senate. Again, I was a little kid, so what do I remember? I may be off on the details. But, you know, something else that all of these clips are really going to make folks at home think about seriously, I hope, is, my God, Nancy Pelosi is like 78 years old now. This is 21 years ago. She's had this job that long. How many folks out there can say they've held down the same job for two or three decades? And her mental state is just deteriorating. It's bizarre. It's truly bizarre.
Exactly. You're exactly right. And we have another one that's going to just prove what you're saying. This is Nadler. Let's go to that clip.
Because he knew quite properly that an impeachment of a president is an undoing of a national election. And one of the reasons we all feel so angry about what they are doing is that they are ripping from us, they are ripping asunder our votes. They are telling us that our votes don't count. And that the election must be set aside.
I mean, see, during that time, like I just mentioned, Bill Clinton was guilty. You know, I mean, we could talk about the definition of is. I mean, all day if you want to, but Bill Clinton was guilty and he's still guilty of it. I mean, here, President Trump, the only thing President Trump is guilty of is not doing what the other presidents in the past have done by not lying. He's guilty for keeping his word.
Well, one thing that I think Nadler doesn't get enough credit for is his amazing weight loss. I mean, the guy still has a little bit more to go, but he's clearly, I mean, congratulations, Jerry Nadler. We can all give you a pat on the shoulder for that one. But no, seriously, he's right. He's right then, except Bill Clinton was guilty, and he's right now. What they're trying to do is invalidate the 2016 election. They're still crying in their cornflakes over it. They just cannot accept the will of the American people, and so they're trying to invalidate it. I mean, if he were a Republican saying that today, I would agree. Unfortunately, he was saying it about Bill Clinton and the blue dress and the cigar and everything else.
You know what? Sadly, I mean, I hate to say this, but sadly, I truly believe that if they don't get what they want out of this, that we're subject to see the civil war that we're in turn violent. And I don't want that. And the whole reason why I speak out and many people speak out is because we don't want it to become violent. But they're really pushing for it. Speaking of violence, let's go to this violent lady, Maxine Waters. I mean, she's completely violent. So, yeah, Nadler. Nadler, it's completely crazy. So, okay, let's go to this clip with Maxine Waters.
They are driven by hatred. They hate Bill and Hillary Clinton so much they will stop at nothing to bring him down. Oh, but they got another thought coming. They thought that Bill Clinton was just going to fold up his tent and go home. Oh, but Hillary said, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Let me tell you what Hillary said. Hillary said, Bill, you go out there and do the people's business. She said, Bill, I don't care what they say. You go out there, the polls show everywhere. The people like the work that you're doing. You go on out there and do the people's work, and I'll take care of you later.
Oh. Yeah, you go out and do the people, and then I'll take care of you later.
I don't know whether to be disgusted or amazed.
I know, right? I know, right? Hey, we're going to run out of time. So we got one more clip. Do you want to talk about this clip? This is number 9 on here. Do you want to introduce this one?
So this is the one and only Joe Biden, the man who is really at the center of the scandal, not President Trump, echoing his esteemed colleagues, Nancy Pelosi, Jerry Nadler, and of course, Mad Maxine. Let's go ahead and run the clip.
As we have seen, the framers worried that impeaching a sitting president would most likely be highly charged with partisan politics, pre-existing factions, enlisting, as they said, all of the animosities, particularities, and influence and interest, end of quote, that inevitably swirl around a sitting president. And history shows, Mr. President, that they had it right from the get-go. They had it right, and they're right to worry about it.
Wow. And this is the one they're fighting for now. Now, you know, if they could say, if he were to say that today, they would disown him completely.
I mean, just absolutely. Think about it.
If he were to say that same thing today on the House floor, wherever he was, they would disown him. They're like, why would you say that, Joe? Don't you see we're trying to help you? It's crazy. It's crazy. Okay, so Tom Pepper, Will Johnson, FirepowerNews.com. We're going to be right back after this with more of this insanity that the left is trying to push on all of us. All right, we'll see you in a minute. Welcome back, FirePowerNews.com, Will Johnson, Tom Pepper. We have been talking about the whistleblower blowing nothing but hot air. There's nothing there, and the Democrats are still running around like chickens with their head cut off, still trying to figure out how to do damage control on this and try to figure out how to prevent more damage. Nancy Pelosi, she really put her foot in it this time. She put her foot into it this time. All right, Tom, welcome back. So, you know, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Joe Biden, and there's many more. You have Elizabeth Warren, you have Cory Booker, you have Kamala Harris, you have the presidential candidates that are running right now, all of them talking about, you know, yes, we need to push for impeachment based on fraudulent information, based on not even having the facts, and they were running with it as if they already had all this information. So why should we elect them to be president if they're going to go and run on information that is totally false? Maybe I'm just not thinking through on that.
Well, I guess. I mean, it's hard to think like a mentally ill person, which is what I consider these people to be. But I guess the thought process is these people are willing to stop at nothing to get President Trump out of office. And so if that is the one and only thing you care about is defeating the best president we've had in probably at least a century, then, yeah, go ahead and vote for these lunatics. If you hate America, if you hate a booming economy, if you hate that the military is doing great, if you hate that we're getting all these trade deals ironed out, if you hate that we're starting to get our hands around the immigration crisis, then yeah, get behind all of these people. Go right ahead.
You know, I mean, at some point, you would think that they would stop doing it, but they're not. I mean, what? Okay, put it like this. After 3+ years now, getting ready to go on 4 years, what have they achieved by trying to impeach the president or going after the president, trying to Stormy Daniels and this woman, that woman, Russia, obstruction, nothing has panned out for them.
Right.
This is like their last ditch effort. And I mentioned it earlier that, you know, God forbid that they go the next step. And
right.
I mean, if they go the next step, then this country is going to be truly in some pain. So, all right. So we have another clip. Go ahead. Sorry.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, Will, talking about these clips coming up, the one thing that the media has achieved, not necessarily these candidates, but the one thing the media has achieved is record low trust and record low viewers.
Absolutely. And, you know, and that's why I think that's why they're so really angry about all of it. So, all right. So this is what CNN ignores Trump's. He wanted Ukraine to examine election meddling. You know, I mean, he never did talk. He not one sentence, not even a hint. Well, I guess they're saying the hint was, do me a favor, like he's the boss, the crime boss. Do me this favor. You know, that's how they're looking at it. So let's go to this clip.
A just released transcript of a phone call shows President Trump asking Ukrainian President Zelensky to investigate his political rival, former Vice President Joe Biden. And in this call, the president repeatedly stresses how much the U.S. does for Ukraine. And then he says, quote, I would like you to do us a favor. The president asks Zelensky to dig up dirt on Biden and his son, Hunter, who sat on the board of a Ukrainian energy company while his dad was vice president.
Mm. I mean, they'll spin it any kind of way they can. Go ahead.
Right. They're totally missing the line before that where he says, you know, there's all this talk that Russia might have meddled in our election. Would you do me a favor and look into it? I mean, this should be CNN. They should love this. President Trump is worried about Russia. It's the number one issue. And by the way, she talks about everything that the United States is doing for Ukraine. President Trump is highlighting that Merkel in Germany and Macron in France are doing nothing to help Ukraine and saying, hey, look at that. We're your good allies. And by the way, the Ukrainian president agreed.
Yeah. And you know what? It's funny you say that. I wish I would have got the clip on that. I was watching the Criminal News Network earlier because, I mean, they give us good material. I'm just saying. I was sitting there watching
them,
and someone was on there saying that actually Europe is doing more for Ukraine than the United States. And when the president of Ukraine is saying that these countries need to do more for us. So who should we believe? The president of Ukraine or the fake news media? I mean, it's unbelievable that they blatantly lie to the American people and they expect us to believe it. And then when we don't believe it, they said, well, you're the one believing the fake news because we're not going to tell you any lies. And that's exactly what they're doing.
No, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, who do you trust, the head of state of Ukraine or some guys getting maybe $60,000 a year to spit out lies on cable TV? It's a simple choice for me.
Well, if you're Joe Biden's son, you can get $50,000 a month. I mean, dude, can you imagine?
Right.
I mean, that's a nice piece of change. $50,000 a month. $1 billion deal, and they want to act like President Obama didn't know about it. Okay, do you want to introduce the next video?
So that was, of course, CNN, the criminal news network, the communist news network. And coming up next, the almost the same exact little news segment verbatim from MSNBC.
Good job. Let's go through it.
What there is proof of and what there is a paper trail of, because the White House just released it, is a summary or notes of a conversation that the president had with the man that was sitting to his right, the president of Ukraine, where he said, will you do me a favor and investigate Vice President Biden's son? Will you do me a favor and get involved in the 2020 election? Vice President Biden is my chief political opponent. At that point, he was leading Donald Trump quite a lot in the polls at the time.
You know what? Are you kidding me? Where did it say that? Where did it say that? And they know for a fact that no one that watches that garbage is going to go verify it. Not a single person. They're going to take it in and believe it. I know people that watch that disgusting network. And I talk to them, and they don't want to look at or hear anything else. That is it. That's the only thing that come out of there. And they say, like, this is it. There's nothing else. You don't need to verify anything else because it is solid. I mean, it's garbage.
No, it is. It's insane that these people can just get up there and lie with a complete straight face. Oh, President goodness. Trump never called Biden his chief opponent. He never brought politics or the 2020 election into this in any way, shape, or form. She's literally putting words into the president's mouth when, as you said, if anybody actually wanted to fact check this, they could go online. It took me 3 minutes this morning, Will, to go to Twitter, type the trending hashtag in, and pull up and read the statement. It took no time at all. But again, like you said, MSNBC, they're hoping, they're betting, they're hedging their bets that nobody's going to do that 3 minutes of research. And they're right. Their viewers won't do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have another clip with President Trump, his remarks after this came out. So let's go to that.
There's no pressure whatsoever. And if you take a look at the Democrats, they went down to see the president of Ukraine and they asked him for all sorts of things and don't go with the Republicans and stay with us. And like it's a political war, they shouldn't have done that. That should be an impeachable event, I guess, based on what you're saying. The Democrats just came out. They went down there, a group of people, some of whom I was dealing with on the gun issue, and they went down, put tremendous pressure on Ukraine. The president himself just came out with a statement saying there was absolutely no pressure put on him and there wasn't. What I do want to see is I want to see other countries helping Ukraine also, not just us. As usual, the United States helps and nobody else is there. So I want to see other countries help. Just so you understand, it's the single greatest witch hunt in American history, probably in history, but in American history. It's a disgraceful thing. The letter was a great letter, meaning the letter revealing the call. That was done at the insistence of myself and other people that read it. It was a friendly letter. There was no pressure. The way you had that built up, that call, it was going to be the call from hell. It turned out to be a nothing call other than a lot of people said, I never knew you could be
there.
So nice.
There was nothing there. It's a straight up nothing burger. I mean, it was absolutely nothing there. And the Democrats, like I said, they're scrambling around for damage control right now. They even have the entire leftist, socialist, mainstream media fighting with them to do damage control, trying to make excuses on what it was or what it said. This is actually what it meant. Don't go on based on what it said. This is what it meant. He meant to talk about the election. He meant to get the president of Ukraine to look into Joe Biden and his son to help him get reelected in 2020. That's what it said, which is a total lie, and they all know it.
That's right. I mean, Republicans never would have gotten away with this. We saw those clips earlier of Nancy and Mad Max and Nadler and Biden. We never would have gotten away with this. I mean, you had Bill Clinton on the stand. Well, it depends what the definition of is. Now we have the Democrats. Well, ignore what it says. Here's what we think it means.
Exactly. And everyone else that's listening to that, they're going to be like, oh, yes, that's what it means. That's what it means. You know what? They're hearing the lie. They want to believe the lie because the lie feels good to them. And because they feel good about the lie, they want to stick with it. FirepowerNews.com. We'll be back.
Real news. Real people. real politics. And now, Will Johnson.
All right, firepowernews.com, Will Johnson, Tom Pepper. Okay, so I know we're talking about impeachment, and we're talking about this transcript that came out from the whistleblower based on the information. Well, it actually didn't come from the whistleblower. This was the information that President Trump, the administration, released based on the whistleblower's conversation or that he's supposedly whistleblowing on. And to my understanding, the Democrats haven't even seen what the whistleblower is complaining about, his real complaint. But President Trump showed the conversation. But on a side note, this is something that I want to talk about our sponsor. And this is one thing that's on our sponsor's website that is something that should be brought to attention. And I think we still have Tom Pepper. And this is breaking news. Okay, so check this out. This is the Pentagon warning about the Joker film that's coming out, triggering incel mass shootings. I mean, this is great. So this reminds me of like Tomorrow's News Today. And if this if the shooting takes place after having the documentation, after knowing that this is out here, then it's completely corrupted. And it's all geared towards gun control, of course. Right.
Right.
So it goes on to say the commanders in Oklahoma in particular were given an intelligence memo that was later confirmed by the Texas Joint Criminal Information Center, which initially issued the warning along with the FBI. So they already know this information. So, you know, they're already paying attention on the dark web, looking at people that something might happen when this Joker movie come out. Goes on to say the Fort Sill Criminal Investigation Division received an intelligence bulletin regarding a credible potential mass shooting to occur at an unknown movie theater during the release of the new Joker movie scheduled October 4th, 2019. It said the memo states the intelligence bulletin was published by Travis County, Texas Sheriff's Office, and working with the local police, local FBI field office, they have discovered disturbing and very specific chatter in the dark web regarding the targeting of unknown movie theaters during the Joker release. Now, the information out there, now we, Tom, you and I, we played a video showing where Alex Jones was talking about 9/11 in July before that year, before it took place. Here right. It is. There's a report right here talking about the Joker movie coming out and people doing these mass shootings. Now, have you ever seen, there's a Netflix show called Gotham. Have you ever seen that?
You know, I haven't. As much as I try to figure out what's going on in the pop culture, I've missed that one. But I think I know where you're going.
Yeah, I've caught it actually, and it's actually very well done. My point being is that the people that show up in there, and they got a Joker character in there, hence the name Gotham, right? It's about Batman when he was younger. But the people in there that want to be like Joker, they start doing all these horrible, crazy things just in the show. So you know if they can get five people to act out and be crazy and bum rush a movie theater, it doesn't matter security. They're going to take the security out on the way in. And if they have the mask on, they're going to feel it because they don't mind dying because they have this mindset. They all been turned over to a reprobate mind. It's unbelievable.
Well, and Will, what it really is Tomorrow's News Today. Literally, yes. Last night, we ended our show with a review by Alex Jones of The Joker, and he predicted that this movie would be used to create the next Jacobin movement, that it would be the French Revolution Part 2 here in the United States. And now we have the Pentagon warning that's exactly what could happen. I think that's why it is so important to support our sponsor, InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, this is absolutely next level analysis that you're not going to get from the people lying to you on CNN.
we're not going to get the truth. I was talking to one of the guys here in the production room, and they made a very valid point. Have you ever known for CNN to put out something and you'd be like, you know what? That is absolutely true. That is, you're on point, CNN. Thank you for the good information, the valid information. This never happened. CNN is a propaganda news network. The criminal news network, communist news network, clown news network, corrupt news network, all of them is just disgusting at CNN. It's ridiculous. All right, we'll be back right after this.
immersed in the fire of truth. Firepower with Will Johnson.
All right, hello everybody. This is Will Johnson and Tom Pepper, firepowernews.com. We are about to have Tom try the Turbo Force orange juice experience for the first time. Let's do this, Tom, so everyone can see.
All right, I'm excited, Will. I knew when I came down here to do the show in person that I was going to have to try this at least once.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Going for broke, huh?
That's right.
InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Mmm. Oh, man. You're not kidding. That just goes together. It doesn't almost taste like orange juice anymore. It's something else.
Almost.
It's special.
Yeah, right?
Wow. It just goes together perfectly.
It gives the orange juice that energy that is missing,
right? It
gives
it some depth. It's not so citrusy and acidic tasting anymore. And the thing is, you know this is going to keep me up for the next 10 hours.
It will. It will. You know what? And then when you come back down, it won't be like a crash. That's
right.
What I really like about it.
That's right. Now, that is a fantastic idea.
Amazing.
It's delicious. I cannot recommend that enough to anybody out there. Put it in the orange juice, folks. He's not kidding. This stuff is awesome.
Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, welcome back. Will Johnson, Tom Pepper, firepowernews.com. I want to thank everyone for joining us. I think that was actually the first time Tom Pepper saw that. So, you know, I most definitely got to get his opinion on seeing that commercial spot there I put together with us when he was down here in Texas. So, Tom, did you see that and what did you think?
I just saw it. That came out really well. And folks, that was not acting. I couldn't be paid to act that well. That was an honest, off-script, unscripted reaction to that delicious concoction that Will has came up with. And since then, I've had more time to think about it. It really, you know, I like orange juice. Orange juice is delicious, good breakfast drink. But it got rid of that citrusy, bitter kind of twang that most orange juice, especially when you buy it from some vending machine, it got rid of that taste that it has. And it really made it just sweet and delicious. And as everybody knows, I was flying home that day. Those were two flights that I barely slept for a second on. And then when I woke up, I still had amazing energy. Yeah. Fantastic idea, Will. And I cannot say enough nice things. InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah, I think it turned out very well, very well. Okay, so right now we have in studio, we have the creator of Spreely.com and Mark Sidney. And we have Terry... Listen to
wow.
me. Terry Littlepage. I started to say Terry Tittle, you know, putting it together.
Yeah.
Terry Littlepage, creator of Spreely.com, and Mark Sidney. So I've met Terry before, and I met you at the walkaway. I met a lot of people that I have to apologize.
I don't take it personal.
So many people. So you have to tell me what's your role in Spreely.com, and then we're going to talk about the creation of Spreely.com, and then we'll talk about the censorship.
All right, so Terry and I started as partners on Facebook. We had some pages that we worked on together as publishers. And then one day Terry woke up and apparently he's not allowed to be on the platform anymore, or his daughter, or his wife, or anyone that he knows pretty much. So
wow,
all of a sudden Terry's
the
income.
Entire family?
Yeah, they were admins on my pages, and they were just innocent victims. But, you know, because they took down everything that I owned, every asset that I owned on Facebook, they also took the profiles of my wife, my daughter, her
husband.
So
let me ask you, were you putting out pornography? Were you putting out violent acts of different things? Were you putting out fake news? Were you putting out stuff that went against the community standards? I mean,
well if I was, that wasn't the... essentially I just turned on Facebook and I was gone. There was no warning. There was no other than all the little white screen that says, you can no longer log in. I don't remember what, you know, my heart fell in the pit of my stomach. I don't even remember what it said, but basically, you know, we had invested together, you know, a little over $250,000 to build these pages up and just
took them away from you just like that.
Yeah. Overnight. Well, we were part, you know, we weren't the only ones. There, we were part of, on October 11th of that
part of that purge.
Of that purge. Yeah. So.
So that leads me, and we have Tom Pepper riding shotgun. I'm pretty sure he's going to have a question or two for you as well. But let me ask you a question, then we'll go to Tom. What sparked the interest? Was it the censorship that took place? But what sparked the main interest for you to create Spreely.com?
Well, there was nowhere else for me to go. You know, Mark and I had been, actually, this was something that we had been mulling around and talking about prior to this happening. But that event accelerated everything. We said, okay, we got to make this happen. We got to make this happen now because, you know, there was a whole group of people that, you know, initially you think, okay, how am I going to get back on Facebook? How am I going to rebuild? You know, what is my plan B? And after thinking about it for a while, there was no plan B. I couldn't create another Facebook page. Like I said before, my family couldn't create Facebook pages. So we just got together and said, let's make Spreely a reality. It was sort of a dream. We'd already set up the platform, but we really hadn't pushed it, gotten members or anything. But that's where Spreely was born, out of that,
wow,
the ashes of being wiped out,
being removed from the socialist media platform.
That's right.
Tom Pepper, you have a question for any one of these gentlemen?
Yeah, so I love that story. I mean, the left always tells you, just build your own X, just make your own internet, just make your own social media. Well, you guys took that to heart, and you're actually doing that. So, Mark or Terry, either one, but I just kind of want to know, you know, what is Spreely? If users go there and they register and they create an account, what can they expect in terms of what is on there, what it's like, how you post? Just describe it for us, if you could.
So, Spreely aims to be what Facebook was in 2016, a marketplace of ideas where you can compete in a meritocracy for engagement with, you know, for your content. So I have the ability as just some individual to go and create a profile and then a page or a group on Spreely and build a distribution network for myself. You know, once we get to millions of members, you'll be able to build a distribution network that will rival CNN. Well, we could build a distribution network right now that'll rival CNN. But, you know, Fox News, we could add to InfoWars, you know, audience that's always growing. But it's just going to be a marketplace of ideas where the best ideas win. I don't care what the ideology is or who the speaker is. But if your ideas resonate with people, then you will have success and you will grow your platform. And it will be a place where content creators can monetize, either whether you're creating memes or articles or driving traffic to your website. So basically what happened when Facebook purged people like Terry, and I think there were 805 pages and profiles that were taken down, they removed the ability for independent media to get distribution for their content and to monetize their content. And what we're seeking to do is to restore both of those to the individual rather than the mega corporation.
It's interesting.
I love it.
Let me jump in here real quick. So you were creating Spreely.com before you got booted from Facebook, correct?
Yeah, the censorship had already started in that they had dialed back our reach because, you know, we were probably down 90% from where we were 6 months ago, prior to this happening, or just before the election. After the election took place, I think Facebook said this is not going to happen again.
So you don't think they were doing this to you because of Spreely.com? You think they were just doing it because of the reach that you were having to American people during the election, talking about political things?
Absolutely. I think that they saw the impact that we had on the election of President Trump specifically, but even, you know, the other smaller elections as well. And they just really didn't feel like, I don't know, that we didn't merit that sort of a voice, you know, or that kind of power. And so they just began dialing us back. And we would work, I mean, pretty much daily, Mark and I would talk and say, okay, what are we going to try today? How are we going to try to find the hole in the algorithm, boost our post, you know? And we did a lot of crazy tricks that got our post.
You know,
you shouldn't
have to do that. I mean, especially if you're spending money to advertise something, advertise a product, even an idea. It's your money, you should better spend it, as long as it's not going against community standards, you're not doing pornography, you're not doing violence or any of that. You should be able to do that. We're in America. Just because you're on the internet, our freedom of speech does not go away. We'll be right back.
working on our beat. That's been working on our beat.
All right, welcome back, firepowernews.com. Will Johnson, Tom Pepper, we have in studio with us right now Mark Sidney and Terry Littlepage. Spreely.com, we're talking about the censorship. We're talking about how Facebook don't, I mean, they're removing people from the different platforms because you don't agree with their insanity. I mean, that's what it comes down to. So I think one of the things we were talking about right before we left is how Facebook, you know, you were doing Spreely before Facebook, but they didn't remove you because of that. They did it because you were reaching multiple people. And you're not Russian, are you?
Yet.
I mean, you're not Russian. So if you're not Russian, you're American citizen. You're American citizen, right?
Yes, sir.
And if you're American citizen, shouldn't you have every right to talk about the political party, the candidate that you want to support? Shouldn't you be able to be as loud as you want about them?
Well, there's actually a case right now, Prager versus YouTube, that's exploring that issue, where Prager's trying to make the argument that Facebook is a public forum and regulating speech in a public forum is a traditionally a government function, so that they must be subjected to the First Amendment. So the case originally got dismissed. They went to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and we'll see what happens from there. They've made the argument. Yeah, but the judges, we'll see what happens with it. Things get dismissed, and then they get appealed, and it happens. Yeah, you never know. But there are other issues in the case where if it's not freedom of speech that applies to these platforms, they made promises to us saying that we were not going to censor based on viewpoint or identity, and then they went and did these things. So it's one thing or the other. Either they need to honor the First Amendment, or they need to honor the contract that they formed with these people who gave them their time, their effort, their money to build this platform. You can't just take it away and change the contract.
But the whole thing is YouTube and these companies, they encourage people to put their content on these platforms. And then when we put content on there that a child can see, but simply because it's not pushing a narrative that they want, they simply remove it. And they say, well, we can't have that on our platform, and we get to decide. So are they a publishing company at that point? Because if they're a publishing company, that's one thing. But they're not a publishing company.
Well, I think they're going to be held liable, in my opinion. It's not
a fact,
but it just comes down to whether it's going to be that they're found to be a public forum, because they've pretty much self-declared, in my opinion, to be a public forum. So are they going to be held liable by the First Amendment, or are they going to be held liable by the contract that they formed with each user and then broke when they started transitioning to a content curation model as opposed to allowing users to dictate their experience?
Yeah, absolutely. Tom Pepper, do you have a question for these gentlemen?
Yeah. So, Mark, you brought up kind of the legal battles that are going on right now, and I'm hoping that you're aware of what's going on with Laura Loomer. She's, of course, suing Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, the whole gamut. But there is recently an update in the Facebook case where Facebook filed their motion to dismiss, which, of course, they always do. And in there, Facebook referred to itself explicitly as a publisher. And then in the next sentence, almost, they went back to talking about Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which is this. It's all very boring stuff, but basically it gives them the ability to be a publisher, but not a publisher, a free speech platform, but not a free speech platform. But they did explicitly refer to themselves as a publisher, saying that no publisher is forced to publish material that they don't want. And so do you think that's going to have ramifications from them, or do you think that they're going to be able to weasel out of it?
Well, these companies are notorious for doing this. Isn't the first time that Facebook has claimed that they were a publisher in court, and they've also claimed that they're a platform in court. And I'm not an attorney, let's make that clear. So this is just my opinion. But it does seem that they can be both in some circumstances. For instance, Facebook has their own page on Facebook where the company, Facebook, publishes material that they would be held liable for if it were illegal content. So I think right. The question comes to where the line is drawn. Are they going to allow them to take a publishing function in the curation of the news feed? Or are they going to, as Senator Cruz has suggested, if they want that CDA immunity in the curation of the feed, they need to not censor based on identity or viewpoint or other protected characteristics. So I can't tell you whether them declaring themselves a publisher to say that Laura Loomer is essentially a terrorist, at least that's how I personally read their description of why they banned her.
Isn't Laura Loomer running for political office now?
Well, that's another interesting part. I just read an article today, I believe, on InfoWars that said that Facebook is not going to fact check people running for political office. So I'm now announcing my candidacy for president of the United States of America. I don't think I'm going to try primary Trump, but I'm running in 2024 just so that I can make sure I'm not fact checked by Snopes or whomever is looking to squash my articles.
Yeah, I think on Facebook, I read an article a while back, but I think it was the SPLC that is the police for Facebook.
Well, I'm not sure if it's rumor or fact, but I have heard that they have contracted with groups that have a leftist ideology to hire their fact checkers. And I think a lot of the bias and anti-conservative bias comes from their hiring practices. I think that their overall modality is, or their goal is to push out the smaller people who don't have gatekeepers like Terry or myself, mm-hmm. or like you, or again, my buddy Dino or Corey, or all these guys who run independent pages that get all this reach, are reaching millions of people, more people than CNN. They can't control the narrative and they're not making money. When we put our articles up there, they leave the Facebook site and Facebook can't capture that revenue. So it's in their interest to push us off the platform, recapture that space in newsfeed, and then use it for either their corporate partners, videos that they can serve mid-roll ads in, or more ads that they run themselves.
Yeah, this is crazy. So have you had any flack from Facebook because of Spreely.com? Because I know if you start making a lot of noise, look at it, went after Gab.
Right.
And I can only imagine, I don't have any proof of it, but I can only imagine that because Facebook is a leftist outlet that, you know, Gab, they want to remove them because they started making a lot of noise too.
I think Facebook probably wants to see us succeed because right now we're Facebook jail. I mean, that's where, you know, if you go on Spreely, you see a lot of refugees and people that have been removed from Facebook. So they probably welcome Spreely at this point to take these people that they don't want. I don't know. I doubt that we've gotten any kind of punishment from Facebook because of that. I mean, if you look and see, because we all chat as publishers internally, and we know, like, right now the kick that Facebook is on clickbait. They're going hard after people for clickbait, and they dial back your reach almost 90% or more. You know, as soon as one of your pages gets hit with a clickbait warning or punishment, you're off for 2 weeks. I mean, you could be posting to a million people, you might reach 100 or 200 people. So they keep moving the goalposts. You know, if you figure out, okay, this is what they don't want me to write about, or you work on your titles or your articles to make them neutral enough that Facebook doesn't look at them necessarily as a threat to their, you know, their message or so, whatever, then they move the goalposts. Now it's clickbait. It'll be something else. Once people start figuring out how to get around not posting clickbait, they'll come up with some other excuse.
But yeah, how do you do that? Because, you know, like I have my website, my personal website, that I post stuff on my website and I put those articles on Facebook. I know Facebook has like the instant articles, but they won't allow me to do it. So I still put my articles on there and all that traffic is going to my website. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the only way that I can make any revenue because they're censoring. They not only do they want us not to be on their platform, but they don't even want us to make any money. They want us to make a living. This is, it's Nazi Germany. I call it Nazi Germany all over again. So we're going to talk about that and much more with Tom Pepper, Will Johnson, FirePowerNews.com right after this break.
Will Johnson.
All right, welcome back. We are live. We have Mark Sidney and Terry Littlepage, Spreely.com. So let me ask you one quick question, and then we're going to go to Tom so Tom can get some more questions in here. Explain how people can, what's the first thing they should do when they go to Spreely.com? What's the first thing? So let's say I'm a new user and I go to Spreely.com. What should I do?
Well, I mean, if you're familiar with Facebook, it behaves just like Facebook. So you set up your personal profile. If you're going to be a content creator of some sort, you can create a page. You can create a group. You can create an event. You know, it functions. Our goal was to try to make this, I don't know if we mentioned it before, but our goal was really to try to make Spreely like Facebook 2016, 2015, you know, back when it...
when it actually meant something.
Yeah, when people could communicate. The biggest thing that we're looking for now is to try to get enough people to commit to being on Spreely. We're the fallback. Like I was mentioning before, a lot of people come over after they've been removed from Facebook. And so what we're trying to do is give people enough reason and enough content and enough information that, you know, when they come over to Facebook, over to Spreely from Facebook, you know, they don't necessarily really want to go back. You know, we don't have, because we have grown out of the ban, mostly from conservatives being banned on Facebook. We don't have a lot of non-political posts. But right now, probably 90% of what you're going to see on Spreely is political posts. But we're trying to encourage people, post the cat videos, post anything, you know, get your family members over there, because if we're going to turn this into a real community, we need other conversations happening besides just, you know.
Well, most of the people that get booted from the socialist media platform, they show support for President Trump. So that's why they're removing them.
Right.
If they show support for these communists that are running for president, then they don't get booted. So that's why they don't come.
Right.
You know, so let's get Tom Pepper. You there, Tom?
Yeah, so and TV viewers saw a little bit of this, but I know there's some of the great giants of populism, America First, are now on Spreely. Can you just tell folks some of the big names that they're going to see when they go and sign up at Spreely.com?
Well, I mean, the InfoWars, I mean, that's, you know, you guys are posting pretty regularly over there. We've got, you know, some personalities. We've got Blunt Force Truth, Chuck Woolery, and those guys. We've got some folks now from One America over there. So,
Mike,
you know,
Adams, Natural News.
Mike Adams from Natural News is over there now. You know, it's growing every day. We're surprised. You know, we kind of monitor it, looking for names that we recognize. But, you know, at this point, this is one of the reasons we're coming on this show and looking for other places to go to raise awareness, is that's what we're looking for right now. We are looking for small content creators, large content creators, anybody that wants to, even if you're just getting prepared for being removed from Facebook or Twitter or whatever, go set up an account, start doing your regular posting over there. But there is significant amount of news. And the good thing is, when you get there, you're automatically in a timeline. You could go make friends and join groups and do all that thing. But you can go right into the main feed where, you know, we don't filter anything. It all goes right into the main feed. And so when you make a post, if you're, we've seen a lot of people that are used to having multiple pages or groups on Facebook to try to get around the blocking. And so you'll see sometimes they'll come and create two or three posts at the same time. And we're saying, you know, you can do that. That's fine of the same article, but you don't need to, because everybody's going to see your post. You put it out there and it's going to be seen by the audience
So during the break, Tom, they were discussing, because we had a discussion about, you know, who can be on the social media platform, who are there, you know, like conservatives, they're removing a lot of conservatives. And I'm pretty sure Spreely consists of a lot of people that are conservative because of the socialist media platforms like YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter removing people. They were mentioning to me about an article that you were talking about even people in the LGBTQP community. I can understand the P, but they're saying that even them are getting blocked. But, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, that live at that lifestyle, and they say to support President Trump. So you familiar with the article I'm talking about?
I am. And, you know, it sounds like they started with conservatives. They started to be, we were kind of the test case for, can we remove an entire group of people from social media? Or if we don't remove them, you know, dial down their reach so much that nobody can ever hear from them again. And they're in an internet gulag, a term Matt Drudge coined on the Alex Jones Show, if I remember correctly. But so can you break that down for us? I mean, tell us about exactly what is happening as they continue, you know, like dominoes. First, they go after the conservatives. Who are they going after next?
So I think what happened was, just because of the nature of conservatism, the people who are attracted to conservatism, they tend to be more entrepreneurial. So you saw a lot more pages like God Emperor Trump spring up, and pages like mine and the ones Terry had, the ones Dino had. and they were all in support of the president and free market capitalism. And there weren't many pages. There was Occupy Democrats, who I hear falling on hard times too, was an independent publisher on the left who I think they should have full reach that they had when they first started. Everyone, if they want to consume that content should be out there. But because conservatives got hit first, that's mostly what Spreeley is made up of. But now as they go and push other people out, they'll be looking for places. And that's when we're going to round out. And there is a case right now, a class action suit, I believe, that's being brought against YouTube that's very similar to the Prager case, but it's being brought by lesbian and gay people because their videos are saying are being demonetized. And they are saying the reason it's being demonetized is because of their identity as a gay American, which
right.
You don't have to agree with their views, but they have every right to go and say those things unless they're breaking the rules. And being gay, as the last time I checked, doesn't break the rules of being an American and having speech rights.
So is it because they're saying that they're American is the problem?
The problem is because they're small content creators and YouTube wants to, this is my opinion, YouTube wants to please their advertisers and they don't want to step on the third rail. So they have these big corporations with these contracts and they want to control their brand, but homosexuality is a protected class. You can't just discriminate against people and say, we're not going to serve our ads to these people because of their sexual orientation, especially when YouTube's out there in the press saying how big a friend they are to this community. And it's just, it's nonsense. They're using them as a human shield and it's not right. And I think as conservatives and people have been censored, it's our obligation to stand up for people we don't agree with. I mean, that's what the First Amendment's all about. It's easy to protect the speech you agree with. The First Amendment's about protecting the speech that you hate. And I don't hate their speech. I just don't tend to agree with some of their principles, but they have every right to say it, and they should be able to be heard by everyone who wants to hear their message.
I mean, so we have an American-based company like Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. These are American-based companies, and they're wanting to prevent Americans from telling their story.
Correct. And that's what they advertise themselves as, a commons where you can come and build a presence, build a business. Anyone can do it.
I mean, Facebook even have a business page. They encourage people to create business pages.
I paid Facebook for business about $265,000 to build my distribution network, or what I thought was my distribution network. And then after the election, all of a sudden, my distribution network went from X to 10% of X.
That's crazy.
So it seems like a breach of contract to me. I'm not a legal expert. I don't know, but it sure doesn't feel right. I can tell you that.
I put an ad out there, and you know, I sell T-shirts. One of them says Mega Country, and it's with a black female advertising it. And I bought an ad, not a lot of money for some people. For me, it's a lot of money. But they said it's going to be for, you know, they have to appeal it. They rejected it, so I did the appeal on it. And they sat there, they said 24 hours, and it sat there for 4 months before they came back and said it was rejected. And they kept my money. This is crazy. Nazi Germany. So we're going to talk about Nazi Germany when we come back. Because this is what we're experiencing is digital book burning right now in the United States of America. All right, we'll be right back. Firepowernews.com. All right, welcome back. Firepowernews.com. Will Johnson, Tom Pepper. We have special guests in Mark Sidney and Terry Littlepage. Spreeley.com. So right before we went to the break, we were talking about Nazi Germany. For me, this is how I like to look at it. Facebook, they are the Nazi Germany that would, let me put it like this. Hitler in Nazi Germany would envy Facebook. I mean, seriously, because they're not only are they burning books, but it's, I call it digital book burning, right? Because people put their whole life story out there. They put the pictures, families, videos, et cetera, comments, just engaging with people, friends from over years. That's the only reason why I stay on there, because I have friends from 20 plus years on there. And I communicate with them every now and then. But so you put something out there that they don't like. Nothing violent, nothing out of the ordinary, but because you show support for the sitting president of the United States, they'll just delete you because if you reach too many people. So let me ask you this real quick, and we'll get Tom to come in on it as well. I truly believe that this is like a social program on a mass scale where they're trying to get people so upset because people pour their lives into these platforms. And then just because you do something, you don't do anything wrong, and then they just delete you, don't let you back on. Can you imagine how frustrating that is to some people, especially if you're making a living on there?
Well, Terry lost his entire business. He was working on this for, what, 6 years?
Yeah.
Feeding your family, your daughter's family.
We had writers, and I was intentionally trying to find content creators and writers that had unique situations. So I had single moms. We had, you know, folks with disabilities that were homebound. And so they were able to work from home. You know, this was a specific.
So you were creating a team. You were creating a job. You were creating jobs.
Absolutely.
That's the American dream. Yeah. To create a business and create jobs.
Right. And we had it. I mean, it was growing. And, you know, when they began the censorship, we actually started to, you know, have to have the talk with the people and say, we're going to have to, you know, start letting people go. And then when the final nail was hammered in the coffin, we just had to abandon everybody. I mean, there was no business. It's like waking up one day and, you know, if somebody comes in here and steals all your equipment, you know, you can call the insurance company, the police, you know, try to file a report and try to put your business back together. What am I going to do? You know, they just took my pages, so my business is gone.
And it's all from just probably a couple of clicks, delete, 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 and it's done.
Yeah, and no real person to talk to say, hey, what can I do to, you know, get an explanation what happened? You know, is this a temporary thing? Is it permanent? You don't know. You just don't know. And so we just ended up having to liquidate everything and retool and become
like,
something
it's
else.
Like what they did to Laura Loomer. I can't imagine. I mean, some people would probably just break down. I mean, you put your life on there. So let's get Tom Pepper to jump in here. You got any questions, Tom, or you want to?
I do. And it is really horrifying what's happened. And it's happened to so many people. And I'm so glad you guys could come on the show to kind of talk about a microcosm of what this looks like. You know, business is gone, jobs gone, news gone, commentary gone, everything. But one of the other things I want to hit on, because, you know, these hours just fly by, Will. We must be doing something right. But one of the things I wanted to hit on, in addition to Spreely, which from what I can tell seems like a great social media alternative and hopefully the new big thing, in addition to that, Terry, you've kind of retooled to be a kind of amalgamation of where people can go to watch shows like this one, hopefully in the near future. Do you want to talk about your other Range Broadcasting?
Sure. So Range Broadcasting, much like Spreely, was built out of necessity. We also had a YouTube channel demonetized and became essentially useless. So we set out to create a network for independent content creators where they could come on, we could help them monetize their videos. We've got a program similar to, say, Subscribestar or Patreon, where if they want to reach out for donations in a platform, we have a credit card processor that's not, you know, PayPal, and some believe Visa, I think, have demonetized some people for content. So we've got a credit card processing company that won't do that. So it's just an environment for video on demand and live streaming of independent content creators and folks like yourself. So we're distributing it on over-the-top channels. We're on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV. You can Chromecast. You can use Apple AirPlay. So it's an opportunity to, you know, a fallback opportunity for people that are over on YouTube or, you know, and I know that there's some good alternatives. I know Mike Adams has, Bridie on and there's a HugeTube. There's a couple guys out of Utah that started a program called HugeTube. There's a BitChute. There's other ones, but
Band.video.
Well, you know, I don't know if they're taking on new people, but maybe they do, but I don't know that complete business model, but there's other ones. But Range Broadcasting was my attempt to provide an alternative to people who wanted to, you know, again, have a backup plan, or if you've already been removed from YouTube, come over. We'll, you know, we try to work with each individual content creator and come up with a monetization strategy for each one based on whether you do a daily live show or do you do, you know, a monthly blog or vlog or whatever you do. So that's what Range Broadcasting is all about. It's sort of an aggregation site, but it's there's a paywall for exclusive content if people want to come over and recruit subscribers to come and watch their stuff, much like Patreon behind a paywall. So that's the idea and concept behind the Range.
That's cool. Let me ask you, so what about apps? Android, Apple, what's the current state right now?
All the apps are approved and in the stores for both Spreely and for Range Broadcasting. So
you can get them on Android, both Android and Apple?
It only took Apple 1 year to approve our app.
One year.
So you too could have an app in 1 year.
Wow, because I already have a Spreely account and I've been waiting for the app to come out. So what about streaming?
Well, we're working on streaming. We're probably only going to do on Spreely and on the Range. We're only going to offer streaming to content creators and broadcasters that we hand select, because we don't want to get into the situation like what would happen with, I think with Gab, where people live stream crimes being committed and we don't have any artificial intelligence. We don't have a way to monitor video content, so people could upload pornography or things without us having the ability.
You can upload pornography on Twitter and they let it go.
Well, yeah.
They're in the cabal. So.
Yeah. But we don't have the technology really to monitor every video that's being uploaded. So we have to screen people that are gonna.
Doing AI like the rest of them. Just I support President Trump. Part of the text in the video. Oh, ban it. Yeah. Remove it. Okay. So
we're working off innate intelligence, and we're lacking enough in that. So.
Right.
All right, cool. Tom Pepper, do you want to ask one more question before we get out of here? Because we're getting close to it.
Well, absolutely. So, guys, first of all, thanks for coming on the show. And I think I hope people are learning a lot and seeing that there is other options on the horizon. So say you're somebody like me, where I'm still up for now on all of these social media platforms. What is your big pitch to go join Spreely, to subscribe to Range Broadcasting and whatever time we've got left? Just kind of give the general pitch.
So I'll do Spreely, you do the Range. How's that sound? All right. For Spreely, imagine if you got in and started building your Facebook presence in 2010. By 2016, you could have 20 million fans. So you're at the ground floor right now in Spreely, and you have my personal word that if your speech is protected by the First Amendment, it'll be protected by Spreely, notwithstanding overtly sexual content. We're not looking for that. If you want that, there are plenty of websites, I'm sure Will could provide you with them, where you can access that information. But we're going to provide a place where you can do the things that have been taken away from the individual on these other platforms, which is create a distribution network and monetize. One of our main goals is to allow everyone to monetize so that you can have your dream job of just getting your message out there and make money doing what's important to you. And for the Range, I'll let Terry take that.
Yeah. Well, for the Range, it's a very, similar message, but if you're really interested in citizen journalism and supporting, most of the news now you cannot trust from, it all goes through some sort of filter and editing and so forth. And so we really like to reach out and get citizen journalists and individual content creators, independent content creators. So if you're really interested in supporting them and they've been deplatformed or removed, here is an opportunity for you to, support them by, either watching or coming up with a few dollars to donate to them or, joining and becoming a subscriber and get all the goodies that we have.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So we're going to have to talk. Maybe I can get on there if you guys are welcoming on there.
Absolutely.
Maybe we can start doing some stuff and start making some real noise. All right, this is Firepower News. Will Johnson, Tom Pepper. I want to thank everyone for joining us this evening. Spreely.com. Go check it out. Sign up today. Spreely.com. Thank you for watching. And go to band.video. Good night.
Band.video.